Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE 88.9 FM. And today we have David, better known as Skip Wright, in the booth with us. And he's a member of Naturalist Club, so he's going to be talking to us today about the next presentation coming up. That is on Wednesday, October 25th. It's always the last Wednesday of the month. And it's going to tell us about the speaker, Dr. Jade Savage, I believe, this time, and a few other things about nature. So welcome, David.
Good afternoon.
Okay, so tell us about the next presentation coming up.
Well, it's Dr. Jade Savage. She's a professor at Bishop's. She's well known for her monitoring of ticks in Canada, and really well known in this. And she's also going to be talking to us about her new projects, which are concerning the her study she's doing on flies.
That's interesting.
Yeah, she's doing it all over Canada. She's going to do the ones around here, Eastern Quebec, Ontario, Arctic regions of North America, that allows us to fill in the gaps for distribution records of many species. It's something that's never really been studied, so she's going to let us know how this is going.
That should be really interesting, something that's never been studied much before, and with the warm weather, we're still seeing flies this time of the year.
A lot of them, that's true, yes.
Yeah.
And the birds staying around that catch them, so they haven't migrated down.
That's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, for example, at Curry's Pond at Bishop's, they saw six pipits. And they're like a swallow, but they eat the flies and that.
Okay.
But they saw six of them. They were quite impressed with this.
Okay, so that's the pond, like, behind Bishop's, around the complex?
Behind the complex.
Okay.
They have a sightseeing, a raised, elevated sightseeing spot.
Oh, okay.
And they're going to be building, what I understand, a path all around the field that you'll see in the fields in the back there.
Mm-hmm.
So you can walk around and see the geese and that.
Oh, so people can actually go there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Especially on the weekends, you can get in there and park right beside it. Now, with the students in there during the week, it'd be kind of hard. I think you get a parking pass and all that. But during the weekend, there's always a spot to park.
Okay, I didn't know that. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, and we also are going up there next week. I think I mentioned at the last interview, is that with the Lennox Elementary School, we have 42 kids going.
Nice.
And our volunteers are going over there, and we're going to be looking at the geese.
Mm-hmm.
We'll hope there's a few more snow geese that have come in.
Mm-hmm.
But a great place to observe the geese and other ducks and birds that haven't gone south yet.
Okay, so the geese. So that's not necessarily Canada geese. That's summer snow geese, too?
Snow geese. They're starting to come in a little bit.
Okay.
They say Victoriaville, they should be in next week.
Okay, what's the difference between that and the Canada geese?
Well, one's white.
Okay.
One's gray.
Okay.
And size-wise, too. Well, you got lesser Canadians and you got greater Canadians.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the lesser Canadians are more about the size of a big mallard or a snow goose.
Okay.
But the greater Canadians, which I saw some this weekend, they're a lot bigger, way bigger, yeah.
Okay, that's interesting, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Good.
Did you know that they mate for life?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. The Canadian geese mate for life.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting. Never really thought about that. But I know that there's a lot of Canadian geese on the Magog River in Sherbrooke. So I'm used to seeing them there. Yeah.
But they're mostly local. The northern ones will be coming down. They wait for...
Okay.
They wait for the way the wind, if there's an updraft.
Okay.
When you see them up high flying, they wait for that.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings them so they can go down south.
Oh, it's interesting.
Yeah.
So you're learning a lot from the Naturalist Club, I see.
Oh, there's the expertise there. Yeah, no, it's really nice.
Good.
Yeah.
And anybody is welcome to join at any time, I guess.
Anytime,
You're on Facebook, so
that's
good, too. Mm-hmm.
And then we had some other nice sightings. A screech owl was seen in the daytime in Farnham.
Mm-hmm.
And And did you know that owls lay their eggs in February?
That's really interesting. I never really thought about that.
Along with ravens, the birds that stay here, they lay them earlier so that to make them smarter, the young ones smarter, because they stay here and they got to know the four seasons to where to find food and how to store food.
Mm-hmm.
So I never knew that either.
So there's a bit more to learn, I guess, than the...
Oh, yeah. And we've been hearing them hooting during the evenings now, and we don't usually hear them at this time of year.
Okay, so they lay their eggs in February, but when do they hatch?
Early March.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, there can't be too much to eat, I guess.
No, but if they stay here, they got to learn what to eat, you know,
okay.
Rabbits and mice and things like this.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, so, but yeah, they're quite interesting, that's for sure. And the those pippins that they saw at the Curry Pond, they go as far as Costa Rica.
Really?
Imagine, okay. So you see them here, they fly down there, the range is that far.
Mm-hmm. It's so. Kind of comforting there, you see them and, you know, you can go to Costa Rica with them kind of in your mind.
Well, that's right. That's right. Wish you could hop on the backs.
Okay. So you have like bird sightings every time you have a meeting too. You have a presentation and you talk about some bird sightings too.
We designate a time.
Okay.
Space after the speaker to say what they've seen. It's quite interesting. You can imagine, you know, what people see, and so, and then we document it. And we can check it to other years, you know, and see what we've seen.
That's really interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, because there's quite a few studies. We got Camille, she does a study on chimney sweeps.
Chimney sweeps?
Yeah. Now, these are birds that stay in chimneys.
Really?
Okay. And in the best place to see them is right here in the town hall in Lennoxville.
Okay.
And you go there in the evening and you'll see birds flying around and they go into the chimney.
Interesting.
Yeah. And there's some other great places around, too. That I'm hoping to get Camille in here one day and we'll talk about them.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah, and then we got Gladys Beatty that does the survey for the Audubon.
Okay.
For the owls.
Mm-hmm.
She does owl studies for them.
That's interesting, too. So are there owls around here?
Quite a few.
Quite a few.
Yeah, I hear them every night at my place, but yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you live out in the country. Now, if somebody maybe would love to see an owl, what are some good places to go for the sightings?
Well, they're hard to see,
but
usually in wooded areas, swampy wooded areas, I've seen them, in pines and that, like that. So you listen in the evening where they are, and you can hear them hoot, and then you try to get close to them, you know, like that. But it's quite interesting.
It is interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, and you have, like you said, about 45 members, and
45.
Okay, and not everybody can come every time. Like, can
no,
we?
No, but we have new people who are interested. Like Dr. Tittman was there for the Mergensies, and that was very, very interesting.
Yeah, I can imagine
the study that he does on the islands down there, and that is quite interesting.
Good, good. Now, do you have anything else to report or anything coming up that we should be aware of?
Not right now. I mean, next month we'll. Maybe if we come in, we can update everybody, you know.
But sure, that would be great,
What's going on? The turkeys are all out there in the fields.
I see them. It's amazing. I've never seen them before, just the last few years.
Well, counted 50 in one flock yesterday. Quite interesting how many, they've really multiplied. Quite something.
I guess they're doing well around the district.
Yeah, well, with the short winters. If they get a bad winter, that's when.
Okay.
They have a hard time to adjust to that.
It's really interesting to me that so many of the species are changing since I grew up. Up in the country, I never saw a deer. Now we're seeing them all over, even in town.
Yep, even in town, yeah. A lot of them.
And the wild turkeys, we never saw those years ago.
No, was it yesterday? No, the other morning. I'm there on the Salmon River and outside of Scottstown, down by the river. And I was I was looking the other way and I hear a noise and out comes a mother deer with a fawn and she pushed him right across the river. He looks at me in the middle of the current and she would push him to get him onto the other side. You know, I've seen that twice now, but this one was really pushed.
That's really interesting to see that.
Yeah, it really is. Nature.
It is. It's amazing. Nature is amazing.
Yeah. And it's really neat. But that's about it what I have for this month.
Well, we thank you very much for coming in. Just want to remind everybody, the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club, they meet the last Wednesday of the month. So the next meeting for this month is the 25th. That's a Wednesday, and it's at the Amity Boudoir Community Center in Lennoxville, right up over the fire hall. 7 p.m. Everybody's welcome. If you'd like to become a member, it's $25 a year.
Yeah.
Okay, and you can find out some more information on Facebook. So thank you very much, Skip.
Well, thank you.